So the next theme of our training is assessment. And here are the explanations from the TCOMP EDU framework about assessment. It consists of assessment strategies, analyzing evidence and feedback and planning. When you start designing your teaching and thinking about the assessment, there are of course some assessment guidelines or criteria in the background. You have your organizational guidelines. That means that your university has degree statutes that states something about what the learning or the teaching and the courses have to be and what they need to consist of. And of course, then in addition to these organizational guidelines and statutes, there are also the pedagogical guidelines and the pedagogical planning of your university and the pedagogical planning of your department or your subject. And this is, of course, part of curriculum planning. Your teaching, you have the learning goals for your study modules planned, and you have to then decide the course, do the course design according to these learning goals so that the learning and plan the learning activities according to these learning goals. And then, of course, we need to think about what we want to assess. I like the idea of footprints of learning that the student needs to leave when they are studying in our courses. And that means that you have to have that those points in your teaching and in your lessons and in your lectures where the students can show what they have learned. So they are activities or quizzes or whatever you have, but so that they can leave a footprint that they have learned something. And these footprints are then the points that you can use in your assessment. And then we need to think about who does the assessment. Is it always the teacher, or can we do we have assignments or activities in our courses that could be assessed by the student themselves? Or can you use peer assessment? Or are the activities designed so that you can use also group assessment? And then how do we assess? We all know that assessment is not just giving grades. And in this point, there's always the question of whether to use formative or summative assessment. Where formative is kind of a you give feedback and you assess all the time continuously during the course, whereas summative assessment is then towards the end of the teaching. So in one way you can say that you get what you order. If the students know that there is a final exam at the end of the course, for example, an exam with a lot of multiple choice questions where the student needs to know details, small details about the contents, then they are going to learn these details. But then are they able to adapt what they have learned to for example, in their working life, and do they understand the whole of the course and the contents that you have been teaching. So that means when I say that you get what you order. So how you have designed the course, what kind of activities you have planned and designed, and what kind of assessment are you using, that affects the way that the students are learning and to the students' learning outcomes as well. So here, one slide about formative and summative assessment. As already mentioned, summative is always usually means that the grading is or the assessment is at the end of the teaching. It's kind of a ranking. You are giving grades to the students whereas formative is more like giving feedback during the learning process. But about the giving feedback or the assessment, you can also think about, are you kind of looking back or looking forward? And this means that if you are giving the feedback and the assessment only at the end of the teaching, of the lessons and the course, then you are kind of looking back, because you are looking back on what the student should have learned and what they have learned. But then if you are looking forward, it means that you are kind of you're giving advice for the students, so that now they are here, this is what they have learned, and this is what they should do to learn more and or to be able to adapt these things that they have learned it on also in the future, in the following lectures, following courses, or in their working life when they enter there. So when you design assessment, when you design your courses, you need to identify and evaluate the learning objectives. What are the key skills and the knowledge that the students are expected to gain? And then based on these, then you can design your learning objectives, the activities used, and then the assessment. Then you have to think about, are there some activities or some learning objectives that matter more than others in your assessment? For example, in each course there you have these core competencies or the learning goals that the students needs to reach during the course. But at the same time, they also learn something more than just these core competencies. And this means that they learn these transferable skills. During a course, they learn how to do group work, and they learn how to write reports, for example. So these are these kind of a transferable skills. So you need to think about, are these something that you just pass and you don't recognize them as part of the assessment, so you just concentrate on the core competencies and the core learning goals that are determined to your courses. Or if one part of your course, one module, is more important in terms of the future courses for the working life, so that weighs more in your assessment than others. Then about using different assessment methods, of course, you can always think that you can develop your methods of assessment, but to use innovative methods on a small scale first and see how they work and do they work, and only after that develop use them more and develop them also over time. So start with a small scale and then move forward. Don't put your courses or your assessment upside down and flip them upside down all in once. Just start with small steps also here. Then something about activities or tools that can help you in assessment, in especially in online learning and online teaching. Many learning platforms or learning management systems have also these learning analytics tools that the teacher can use and to enable to provide feedback for the students in the right time, or offer differentiated support to learners. In these learning analytics, they are kind of a logs that tell you when the student has logged into the course space and which materials they have opened and which assignments or activities they have done already. And for example, you can use this learning analytics to help you to monitor the learner's progress and provide support when needed. For example, if you notice that a student never opened this material, and then he or she didn't do so well in a quiz, for example, then maybe you can contact him or her and ask if they need help with something, or if there is a student who is very much behind from others. Others are already progressed to the next section, and the one student is still in the first part. So you can maybe contact and ask if they need some help to progress with their studies. And these learning analytics or these learner progress tools, they can also motivate or help the student with their studies if they see all the time. So I am here I am now I've already done these activities and I still have these three to go. So I'm at the middle of the course already. So just a few weeks to go and then I'm done. So that's also kind of a can give also some motivation for the student. Try using different media to give feedback to your students. It doesn't always have to be written feedback. You can also do little podcasts like we tried earlier in this training, doing podcasts, or you can record a short video feedback for the students. So it doesn't always have to be written and very, very concise. You can just give feedback also in audio or video. And then, of course, as I said already earlier, think about the activities or assignments. What kind of activities would you use to be able to also have self-assessment or peer assessment? For example, if you have a large group and you have activities or assignments written assignments, then that means that if you are doing all the assessment, it means that you really need to read through tens or even hundreds of papers. So think about that when you plan your courses and you plan your activities and you plan your assessment. So now we are going to go to group work. There's another mural again. There's a link in the slide that you can go to the mural, and we have there two questions. What type of assessment do you use and how could it be developed? And the other one is the challenges of assessment in online teaching. So I'm going to divide you in two groups, and both groups are going to answer both questions to the mural.